Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump's former accountant, Alan Weisselberg, is going back to prison after pleading guilty once again to perjury. Here's Glenn with the story.
So friends, Donald Trump's chief financial officer for decades at the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, has again pleaded guilty, and now he's been sentenced to return to Rikers Island to serve a five-month prison term. Now, this conviction is not to be confused with Weisselberg's earlier felony conviction. He pleaded guilty to being part of a 15-year-long criminal scheme to defraud in the first degree in his capacity as the Trump Organization chief financial officer. And as I say, he is off to Rikers Island again, this time to serve a five-month sentence. So what's really going on here? Why did Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg choose to prosecute Alan Weisselberg for a second time and send him back to Rikers Island? Well, let's start with the new reporting. This from NBC News. Headline, ex-Trump CFO Alan Weisselberg sentenced to 5 months for perjury in Trump civil fraud trial. And that article begins, Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, was sentenced Wednesday to 5 months in jail after pleading guilty to two counts of perjury last month in his testimony during former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. The sentencing matched Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's recommendation. After Weisselberg's sentence was agreed upon by prosecutors and the defense, Judge Lori Peterson asked him, Weisselberg, whether there was anything he would like to say. He replied, "No, Your Honor," and the judge handed down the sentence. The hearing lasted only about 2 minutes. Weisselberg was accused of committing perjury in a deposition and during testimony in Trump's trial, including allegedly lying when he said in July 2020 that he learned Trump's triplex apartment had been overvalued from a Forbes report. But in reality, Weisselberg knew about it well beforehand, Bragg's office said. Weisselberg received a separate five-month sentence in a criminal case last year, serving only 100 days, after pleading guilty in 2022 to tax fraud charges in a 15-year scheme involving the Trump Organization's business dealings. He agreed to pay nearly $2 million in taxes, interest, and penalties for allegedly dodging tax payments on $1.7 million of his income with off-the-books benefits, including tuition for his grandkids, a luxury apartment, and two Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Boy, off-the-books tuition for your grandkids, a luxury apartment, multiple Mercedes vehicles. Sure is good to be Donald Trump's chief financial officer. only the best people. So Alan Weisselberg has now been prosecuted a second time by New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Why? Well, first and foremost, because he committed more crimes. I mean, this is pretty mind-boggling that Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty previously, was sent to Rikers, served time, came out, was called as a witness to testify at Donald Trump's New York fraud trial, and he lied under oath. He committed perjury. He was still willing to commit crimes rather than testify truthfully about the crimes of his boss, Donald Trump. So first and foremost, he's being prosecuted a second time for committing multiple counts of perjury. But frankly, equally important, he's being prosecuted so he will be neutralized as a defense witness in Donald Trump's upcoming criminal trial for interfering in the 2016 presidential election by making hush money payments and then falsifying business records to cover up the true nature of those payments.
After the break, Glenn breaks down why he thinks Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg chose to charge Alan Weisselberg with perjury again. This is Justice Matters.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former CFO for the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, won't be able to testify at Trump's 2016 election interference trial because he's going back to prison for lying under oath. Glenn says there are two reasons why this is a good thing.
So friends, let's unpack that a little bit. First of all, Alan Weisselberg could never be called as a prosecution witness at Donald Trump's upcoming criminal trial. Why? Because he has never agreed to testify truthfully about the crimes of Donald Trump. So there's obviously no way the prosecution could call him as a witness to help prove the crimes of Donald Trump. However, perhaps the defense might try to call Alan Weisselberg in Trump's defense, saying, Donald Trump never committed any crimes, never did anything wrong, even though I, as his chief financial officer, was involved in a 15-year-long criminal scheme to defraud during my time at the Trump Organization. No, Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong, and he didn't know anything about what I was doing. You know, that might not be all that convincing, might not be all that credible, but the defense could certainly consider calling Alan Weisselberg as a defense witness to try to help out his old boss, Donald Trump. Friends, remember when we heard that covert audio recording made by Michael Cohen of his conversation with Donald Trump when they were putting together this, you know, crooked hush money payment scheme to try to hide that information from the American voters before the 2016 election? We heard that audio recording, you know, almost on an endless loop in the news over and over again. But let's listen to just a little bit of it so we can talk about what Michael Cohen and Donald Trump discussed and why neutralizing Alan Weisselberg as a potential defense witness was pretty important.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. And it's all the stuff, because, you know, you never know where that company, correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay okay.
No.
So friends, just to go back and paraphrase some of what we heard in that audio recording, you know, between Michael Cohen and Donald Trump discussing this crooked hush money scheme, Cohen says, well, I need to open up a company to transfer that information, you know, regarding our friend David. You may recall that's David Pecker, head of the National Enquirer, who was engaged in these catch and kill stories, trying to catch, pay for stories that were damaging to Donald Trump and then kill them so they did not become public. So Cohen says, well, I need to set up a company to transfer that information. And I've spoken with Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. So what do we know, friends? We know that Alan Weisselberg was in the conspiratorial loop. And once the jurors at Donald Trump's upcoming criminal trial hear that audio recording, and they will, the first thing they will think to themselves is, oh, well, then I guess we'll probably hear from Alan Weisselberg as a witness who can testify and either corroborate, support what Michael Cohen is saying on that tape or contradict, undercut what Michael Cohen is saying on that tape. But the minute they hear Michael Cohen tell Donald Trump, I set it up with Alan. He told me how to set this whole thing up to, you know, basically run these dirty hush money payments through a sham company to hide the true nature of them. The jurors are going to expect to hear from Alan Weisselberg. But the thing is, Alan Weisselberg is now a two-time convicted felon, most recently for multiple counts of perjury, lying under oath to, in part, protect Donald Trump, right? He has been unwilling to testify about the crimes of Donald Trump, and he is presently serving time at Rikers for lying, for committing perjury. So how credible a witness would Alan Weisselberg be? Obviously, the prosecutors won't put him on the stand. He's never told the truth about the crimes of Donald Trump. In fact, he lied at Donald Trump's New York fraud trial. But if the defense tries to put him on the stand, given his criminal resume, given that he's now serving time in Rikers for having committed perjury at Donald Trump's fraud trial, his credibility will be, you know, excuse the saying, but lower than whale shit. This is not a witness who can be presented to a jury and have a jury believe a single word out of Alan Weisselberg's mouth, particularly trying to help out, trying to exonerate Donald Trump. So the prosecution of Alan Weisselberg is something of a twofer on the justice front. First, he's being held accountable for new crimes he's committed, multiple counts of perjury, and two, he's being neutralized as a possible defense witness who could come in and nefariously try to help Donald Trump wiggle out from under the charges. And you know what? A justice twofer is a good thing, because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.